You got 9 games left. When you look at that, you know, it's you got 9 games left. From an individual standpoint, this is a team sport. So, you know, once you're having success on the field, make no mistake about it, the individual things is naturally going to come. You're going to get that individual success attention, I guess. But, you know, 9 games left, man. That's a lot of football left to say, hey, this season is all but over. So I'm more than confident that I can accomplish what I want to accomplish. And I'm more than confident that as a team, we got goals out there that we can accomplish, you know. And when it's all said and done, we have no regrets. We put it all out there. So that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Tyshawn, all the injuries you've had last year, summer, this. Let's talk about the frustrations, because I mean,
you know, it's I would say it's frustrating because they're I guess they're not self-inflicted. You know, you see, I go up to make an interception. Joe runs into my knee. I go to make a tackle and Dante falls on my ankle. So, you know, these aren't like, hey, self-inflicted things. You know, these are things that you just can't control. This is in God's hand. You know, any given time you go make a tackle, and who's to say that, you know, my teammates gonna run up on my ankle? I mean, that type of stuff just happens. But, you know, when you look at it from that side, you say, yeah, that's frustrating. But I've been fortunate enough, nothing serious. You know, MCL did knee surgery. This ankle, I felt like if it was the playoffs and the team really needed me, I could have played last week. So just minor injuries, but, yeah, it's frustrating because you just don't want to go down. I want to be out there all 16 games. But, you know, like right now, I'm focused. And that time away kind of gave me time to just really appreciate the things that I was missing.
Are you surprised the team is 2-5?
Absolutely, man. I said, not comparing teams to other teams in the past, but when you got an offense, you know, if you eliminate last week's game, I think that it was a poor performance on both sides of the ball. But we got an offense that's legitimately able to put points on the board, and you know, everything else rests on the defense. So yeah, I'm surprised that with the talent that we have, that we are sitting at 2-5. A lot of our games, you know. For example, the Denver game, you know, that's a game that we really felt like we should have won and we could have won. You take a play here, play there, and, you know, we win that game. Give us that momentum that we need heading to the St. Louis game. But I am surprised that we're 2-5. But like I said, we got a nice stretch in these next 2 weeks. We could turn this thing around, heading to the momentum to the Pittsburgh game. And, you know, who knows what could happen from there. So I think that we definitely have time. I don't think that guys in this locker room hold their head down.
When you take two Pro Bowl defensive backs out of the lineup, that's a huge hit.
Absolutely not. And it's not nothing against Pierre or Johnson or Jordan coming in, but I feel like when I'm in there, I can make plays. I know Joe fit the exact same way. You taking away key guys in his defense. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a hit. And, again, that's nothing against Poirier and those guys who stepped up, man. But we want to be out there. And, you know, when you got guys out there like that, it gives you that insurance policy. And, you know, once we plan at a high level all together, I think it's going to be fun to watch. And I think that why not now? You know, it's been some time since we all been out there together. So we all excited to be out there. Everybody got fresh legs. I know me and Joe definitely got fresh legs. So it's going to be fun out there playing against Carlson, man. He likes to throw the ball a lot deep, too.
Even run support, I mean, Chris Johnson, I mean, you were watching Chris and thinking.
Yeah, he looked good, man. He looked good. I was a fan of him growing up. You know, he had that ridiculous speed, man. So he's running the ball. I think he's second in the league in rushing, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, I mean, I'm talking about, here's a guy who probably can win comeback player of the year. He's putting up big numbers, and he's looking good while doing it. Accompany him in that offense and Carson Palmer throwing the ball down the field. I mean, this is going to make for a boom or bust kind of game. They can hang 40 on if they so choose to. They got that type of offense. But they also got the type of offense that you could call some turnovers. It'll be a long day for him, man. It'll be a great day for us. Because once he put the ball in the air, he's going to let it rip. And that's what thing I got to appreciate in quarterbacks. It's kind of like a Jay Cutler.
Do they look like the fastest team around?
You know, I'm not.
In offense, for sure.
No, I think that Denver has some team speed. On offense, specifically the wide receivers, but they got a good group of receivers. 12 is playing good. Brown, he's playing. I mean, he's their top target. Then you still got Larry Fitzgerald. I don't know what he did this offseason. Anything? He got a little pep in his step, man. Maybe eating his Wheaties in the morning. You know, he's looking good out there this year. And then you got the big guy on the other side, Floyd. He's a big target, man, a deep threat. So you put all those guys together. And I got respect for Gershon as a tight end, a receiver tight end at that, from going against him for the last 4 years. So I think that that's a potent offense. Like I said, you throw in Chris Johnson, You know, if you give them the ability to run the ball all game, they'll do just that. He can hang 160. If you let him toss the ball around you, Carson Palmer is that quarterback that can throw for 350. So we definitely want to have to be sound in everything, in the run game, pass game, or else, you know, it can be a long day for us.
What happened to Chris Johnson? Why does he so much more productive now than he's been in the last
year? Probably start eating his Wheaties too, man. He got on the same plan as Fisher. No, I don't know, man. I think that he's always been a good running back, man. He rushed for 2,000 yards. He was, I guess, in a 3-4 year span, man, he was the league's top rusher. So, you know, when you're born with that ability that he got, I don't think that it never leaves. I think that, you know, whatever is pushing him and driving him to play like he's playing, man, more power to him. He's looking good, though, more than definitely. But I don't know the source, man, but I'm excited to play against him, man. I never had a chance to play against him. So hopefully I don't have to run with that. Keep him in the box.
Why did you talk to Bronson to signing him?
You know, I'm not at the – look, I'm one of the guys on the lower podium, man. I don't have that pull to say, hey, go pull him. But, you know, I think that we're secure with the guys we have here, man, Crowell and Duke. I like Duke been playing some good football, man. And I don't think he get enough credit. But, you know, the guys here, you know, I think they made the right decision. You know, once they get it turned around, and those guys, when they get the ball and they got opportunities, I feel like our running back can make something happen. I know we went against a great front last week, so, I mean, it's going to be tough for any running back to run against those guys. So that's just my
sorry for answering this earlier, but looking at back there. How you feeling? Where are you standing?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm in a good place mentally. I'm in a good place physically. I feel fast. I feel explosive again. And, you know, that's what the thing is. That last little week that gave me that little hump to say, let that thing just heal itself in. You know, it never was too serious of a high ankle sprain. It was a significant one that kept me out. But now I feel good. I feel normal. I feel back to me. I was even taking scout team reps just to kind of get those extra reps. I know it's going to be a long day Sunday. So I feel good right now, and I'm excited to play Sunday.
You and Joe get back there, what kind of a boost is that, you think?
I feel like that'll be a huge boost. It's how we get two Pro Bowlers, two guys who I feel is the best at their one of the best at their position. You know, that's a huge boost for any team. So, you know, Joe's coming back, and I know he's going to have that mindset. He's going to be hungry to get back out there. I know for a fact that I'm hungry to get back out there. And it's going to be an exciting time for me to get back out there and play with these guys, man, after being out for the past 2 years. So I think that should be a huge boost, man. And you know, not to add anything, but I think these guys are already in here riled up enough to go like, hey, you know, these next 10 weeks, 9 weeks, is, you know, every game is very, very crucial. And coming up on a lot of division games, but specifically right now, you know, every game is counting for two now in our eyes. So we know how important it is, and I feel like me and Joe coming back is just going to get us that added spark, you know, from what we've already been producing. We've been playing good football, but now we get me and Joe back. I think that'd be